And we're here, ready to take your phone calls, your blessings, your good thoughts for this New Year's Eve, for the end of 2007, beginning of 2008. You want to do shout-outs to your friends and family? Do you want to just say your hopes and aspirations or your resolutions for the coming year? Whatever you want to do, be part of the New Year's special here in the neighborhood. 631-888-8811. Oh, my God, we actually have a caller. This is
it's that rabbi.
Let me see. WGBB, you are on the air. Who's calling, please?
Dave?
Yes?
It's your cousin, Adam.
Oh, my God, I thought it was my dad for a minute. You got much, much older. Adam, now, which Adam is this? I have two cousin Adams.
Maybe he doesn't want to identify himself on the air.
I'm the first one.
Just say you're the blonde one.
Yeah, this is the blonde. Adam, I won't say your last name, but where are you calling from?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling from Cedarhurst? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh, that's...
Ooh.
Wait, what are you, listening on the web?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Are you that desperate on a New Year's Eve that you're sitting here at a computer?
I'm married with a child. I have no life.
Oh, okay. Aww. So basically you've got this on one part of the screen and porn on the other. I understand. It's
no,
fine.
That was earlier today.
Oh, it was good.
Now I'm watching reruns of Mythbusters.
Reruns of what?
Of Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. Oh, people like that. What are they busting today? Whose myth are they busting?
I believe it was Archimedes and his Sun Ray, Sun Death Ray, or some such nonsense.
His Sun Death Ray, ooh.
Yes, mirrors and focusing sunlight and killing the Romans, and it failed.
Busted his myth pretty good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know how it ends. Everyone goes dumpster diving for chocolate, I think.
I've caught on to that.
Everybody went dumpster diving.
What? There's a little bit of a letdown when you go dumpster diving for chocolate and you come up with foreskins.
Now, were you listening before to the actual rabbi's show, you know, or did you first put it on at 7:30?
No, I was listening a little earlier. I was had my interest for a period of time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know. Somewhere at the pleasure part of it, I went, nah, you lost me on the history.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. If you saw an untouched kosher donut, or what's your favorite food? What's your favorite food in the whole world?
That's rough. But in keeping with the sweets, let's just say an eclair.
An eclair. That's why there was a nice, delicious, yummy eclair from, like, Wall's Bakery.
Mm.
Not that they're sponsoring the show, but just because they're good, okay? Wall's Bakery eclair right
they don't
on
make
the
eclairs,
top
dude.
Of it. They should. Why don't they make eclairs?
I don't know.
Wall's Bakery, if you're listening, make some eclairs. And every bakery will have an eclair. It's tough. Probably going to squeeze the cream in there. It's like a sexual thing. They don't want to do it. No offense to all the Orthodox people who are there.
It's the Eastern European ladies that roll the dough. I don't think they're allowed to do such things.
Now, would you, Cousin Adam, would you eat that eclair?
No.
Would you be tempted to?
No.
Oh,
yay!
Really? Really? Even if it were pristine, even if there weren't like a bite mark.
Well, ask him this. Okay, since you have a child, if things fall on the floor... Do you then eat them, or do you put them in the garbage?
You mean the 3-second rule?
Please explain. Yes.
No, that only applies to single men who work in construction.
Whoa!
Now I'm lost. What does that mean?
You should explain.
Oh, what does it mean? It means they haven't been domesticated by their wives, and it means they have no children that they worry about paying for the medical bills when their children put something in their mouth that's going to make them sick.
Adam, I don't think explain the rule to David. He's unaware of this.
I thought if it's on the floor less than 3 seconds, it's okay. If it's on the floor more than 3 seconds, you got to throw it out. Is that it?
Oh, that's the myth. Yeah.
But you feel once it's on the floor, at all?
Well, I figure once it's on the floor, it's the dog's property.
Oh, now see, we have dogs, and a lot of times if something falls on the floor in the kitchen, we've got to pick it up very quickly so the dogs don't get it, in case it's chocolate or onion or something that's bad for dogs.
Or Ambien.
With our dogs, no, we want them eating the Ambien. We actually cut Ambien into their kibble.
Aww.
But the thing is, our dogs are semi-paper trained, but they pretty much pee. And sometimes poop almost wherever they want.
Like
and
you,
yet,
honey.
If a cookie falls on the floor, I'm going to dust it off. I mean, if it falls into a puddle of pee, I'm not going to eat it.
Well, that's comforting to know, Dave.
I'll give it to Joyce to eat, but if it's on another part of the floor that's at least dry at the moment, I'll give it a little scrape to get off the initial covering of dust and schmutz and hair and dog whatever.
Lovely.
And then it's a perfectly good cookie. But I have a feeling I'm not.
No.
No. I'm, I got no on this. No.
Sorry.
Now, let me explain also where I'm coming from. Like, I felt like I wanted to feel good today because it's New Year's Eve. I wanted to feel excited about being on the radio.
And Ambien wasn't the thing to take.
Not for me. But also, you know, I have a sore throat and I'm fighting off a cold. But I wanted to feel good, so I shaved, you know, and I put on a nice shirt and nice pants or whatever. By the time I get to the radio station, in between leaving my home,
well, we ate also Indian food, which is kind of messy for David.
So, first of all, while we're having this Indian buffet, like, I'm drinking some kind of yellow curry stuff, which, of course, forget it. Nothing stains like curry. You can get out any other stain. You can get out blood stains easier than you can get out yellow curry. So I'm saying
you now have tie-dye clothing.
Oh, I do. I've got this big yellow stain on my white striped shirt. So this shirt is now officially dead. I've been wearing it all day.
And explain to Adam what happened in terms of your pants.
So I'm looking, you know, I'm starting to
that
get ready.
That's a personal issue.
I'm working, you know, getting stuff ready for the big show, for this New Year's Eve special on WGBB. And as I'm working, I hear a little popping sound. I look down, and my belt has literally split in half. Not my pants. My pants are fine. But, like, this crummy old belt I had from me here at Kimmel that I've been wearing. It's like, and suddenly I've got, like, the strands of belt all over me, and I'm walking around, and I've got the stain in the belt. And I've gone from being, like, this put-together, cool, hip, you know, middle-class radio guy to being a homeless bum.
And also what people can't see, thank goodness, is that you wear socks and slippers.
Yeah, well,
which gives that Florida tourist look that is very attractive.
I should be wearing those German shorts.
Yes. Swim trunks as pants.
Oh, man. Minuteman, the superheroes of photocopying, printing and binding. Minuteman, no job too big or small. Minuteman, family run since 1975. Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, Long Island, next to the new Lowman's shoe store. Tell them Dave sent you for 10% off. Minuteman, hero of our photocopying dreams. So Adam, but you know, I've been doing all the talking here. I'm sorry about that. This is my cousin Adam. How are you? And what's new in your life? And how was your 2007?
And ask him about maybe resolutions or things for the new year. Or he can, you know, say hi to his family, perhaps. People who are, you know, more spread out.
Well, let's see. In the immediate family, I'm listening in the other ear to my wife put my daughter to sleep, and my daughter is fighting her the entire way.
Well, yeah, because I think your daughter should live. I think it's a terrible thing. I mean,
no, David, sleep like nap time, not sleep like the animals. No,
as in she shan't be awake to New Year's Eve. Of course, with my daughter, it means that she'll wake up at 2 in the morning to wake us up and say, well, whatever, it won't matter.
Yeah.
It won't be pleasant. However, I believe the fight is over Dr. Seuss.
Well, what about that? Oh, she wants to be read another Dr. Seuss story? Or?
I do believe, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's addictive.
I'm going to find her a Dr. Seuss story. We talked to my wife,
David,
and I'm going to find a Dr. Seuss story on YouTube.
Those Dr. Seuss stories you can't read on the air.
I don't know. Once he's gone to the foreskin, the dumpster diving, and the trouble cake, I think he's kind of opened it up.
It's not like Horton hears the Who, just won't cut it.
No. Hopefully I can find this again.
But David, the child is sleeping, not listening. If she hears the story, she's going to wake up.
No, I don't think my daughter is old enough to be listening to you yet, Dave.
No, absolutely not.
However, I have made arrangements with your wife to have you tutor her when she gets a little older in the
fine art of love?
No, God. The finer arts of communication for when she goes to school.
Oh.
But you know those four-letter words are not allowed, Adam.
Yes, but Dave could find five and six-letter words to compensate.
You were always my most complimentary cousin. I've always, you know, I have nasty relationships with all my family.
No, that's not true. You love them.
I love them. They love me. But, you know, a lot of them are like, hey, you jerk, hey, you bonehead, you know, and hug.
Well, you know, my one claim to fame with you is that I got to introduce you to Dr. Demento.
What? You introduced me?
Did you not remember the tape?
So you're to blame, Adam.
Whoa, no. I don't think this is not correct.
Oh, was that correct?
No. Dr. Demento, we were driving somewhere on a Saturday night, and Dad was flipping through the radio dials, and we suddenly heard, like, Laurel and Hardy and Benny Bell and stuff like that coming on the radio. It was like, and Tom Lehrer. And we're like, what is this? And within a week I was listening, and in 2 weeks I was a fan for the rest of my life. You, Cousin Adam,
yes,
introduced me to John Balby.
John Balby, I'm sorry.
Dr. Dirty, that's what you meant.
Dr. Dirty, that's what
I'm saying. Of course, Dr. Dirty, how could you forget?
Who is still, I want to get him on the radio show, because he has been doing his thing. He's a
what is it?
Cabaret entertainer who's been on the island for literally, must be 30, 35 years now.
I would think so, yeah.
And tell, I mean, FCC regulable, but tell what Dr. Dirty does.
He recreates existing songs in more interesting lyrics and poems, something like the Candy Bar poem, which I definitely can't repeat.
No, I wouldn't, yeah.
But he plays to a great many college houses, if you will. So I'll leave it to your imagination as to what it is that comes.
I mean, if you imagine sort of the kind of thing that, that comedian with,
Andrew Dice Clay
put to music without that persona of the hip, tough kind of guy, but those dirty little poems and limericks and fairy tale things, that's Dr. Dirty, in that's his thing.
And he does it very well.
He's funny.
Well.
He's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And he's still alive?
Nobody's killed him yet.
If you go to his website, he looks like he's in his 40s, but he couldn't be.
He's old Dr. Dirty.
Because he was doing this thing, I swear to God, when I was 12. And you were passing me that tape, and I wish I knew where it was. I wish I still had it.
That was a great tape, because that was actually live.
Yeah. And your audience is having a wonderful thing. It's like, I can't even say the GB word.
No.
But knock, who's there? Tijuana. Tijuana who? Tijuana do your mother. It was
There are so many. That unfortunately, I don't think there's a single verse that I could get away with.
Yeah, right. Well, there's
the story of Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete.
I can't even do that, really. I got a clock.
Well, no, I just gave you the title. That was it.
Oh, yeah. So
as far as you can go.
He's pretty dirty.
Oh, he's very... comparatively. Compared to Eddie Murphy, he was nothing. Compared to some of the... Sam Kinison, he was nothing.
Compared to Richard Pryor and Red Fox, he was nothing.
Yeah, he was after them.
Well, he was a doctor.
That's right. He took a hypocritical oath. There you go. So you did, yes, you introduced me to Dr. Dirty, for which my parents will be so grateful, I'm sure.
And now, of course, it's evidence, and I can't ever deny it because it's said on radio.
That's right. And if you say it on radio, it's true.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's recorded.
So what was the best moment of your year, 2007?
Let's see. I think it's due to come in about 3 hours and 45 minutes when it ends.
Oh, it was a bad... What? I know on some level why it was bad for the family. We had a death in our sort of communal family here. My uncle died. But what else went crappy for you?
It's just been a tumultuous year.
Ooh.
You okay?
I'm still here. But
yeah.
It's.
You're the same idiot as always, but that hasn't changed.
Look, I've gotten no younger, no richer, and no better looking. But other than that,
who has, Adam?
Oh, God.
You always get younger and look better looking. I can't speak about the richer because I know who your husband is.
We're poor, older, down and out. I think I'm going to go after Dr. Dirty when we leave here. I think that's my next husband.
He makes more at his gigs, I'll tell you that.
Well, I think you'd be better off if you let David do the dumpster diving for the chocolate cake and try to resell it.
Good, on eBay. If I can mold the chocolate cake into forms that look like
that
you know,
really
Mother
obscene.
Teresa.
No, that are obscene.
Oh, no, I'm talking like if I can get cake with icing and then squeeze it so that it looks like, you know, Mother Mary crying out of the chocolate cake, like tears are coming from it.
No, I think in your instance you need to go for some of that more intricate artwork and pull out the foreskins and put them into a picture of Marilyn Monroe or something like that. An Andy Warhol type of thing.
That's very apt.
Actually, you take one foreskin, it's Marilyn Monroe, but if you stroke it, it turns into the entire cast of Bus Stop.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that means. Just don't even really want to go there at all. I already went there, so...
Yeah, you did. You're a little late. You already rounded that corner.
So you got a wife, you got kids, how are they all doing?
I have wife and I have kid.
Kid.
Singular, thank you.
You want to give a shout-out to them, or you don't care?
David! Of course he cares. They're probably... The child should be... Sleeping.
Yes, well, to my wife and my daughter, who I love both very dearly.
Yeah.
In spite of the fact they're exasperating.
But that's why you love them.
No, that's not,
no,
why,
that's
you
not why I love them. I love them in spite of that comment.
Again, one word, ambient.
So what do you hope for in 2008, Cousin Adam?
What are your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations?
Does she have a sister? Personal aspirations?
Yeah.
Be able to spell the word. Let's see.
Tick tock.
Well, I don't know if you're asking me a serious question.
Yeah, no, yes, this is supposed to be a serious program.
Oh, wait, hold on now. You just lost all credibility on that line. Come on.
If you have any resolutions or things like that.
I do not make resolutions because the one thing I can resolve to do is break them as soon as the year ticks in.
Oh, well. So, what resolution did you break last year?
Oh, I don't know.
David,
something about being nicer to somebody. I don't know.
David likes to have this ethnic music playing for a warm, familial bonding time.
Oh, I thought that meant it was commercial time.
No, he plays it all the time at home.
Whenever, yeah. In fact, while you're talking, I'm going to throw on the Jewish Devar guy.
No. Let cousin
but the complete
speak. Let your cousin speak.
Be without the foreskin.
Oh, that's all right. He's
on to the foreskin stuff.
Shush the rabbi. Thank you.
So, have you thought of a resolution kind of a thing?
You know what? I found that for me, resolutions do not work because.
Yeah, you mentioned that you give them up, but what was?
No, I just forget. Right? I just forget I've made them.
Oh.
Never mind giving up. I forget.
Maybe your resolution should be to cure your Alzheimer's.
Maybe some memory enhancement.
I could use several enhancers at this point.
Well,
in life, yes, I'm sure.
Me too. What can I tell you? You get past the big four. How old are you, by the way?
That remains undisclosed on radio, but thank you very little.
Oh, wow.
Okay, no problem.
Are you older than David or younger than...
He's younger.
Yeah, younger than David.
I may be younger in years, but I'm feeling older in miles and retreads.
Oh, fairy tales can come true. They can happen to Jews when we're young at heart.
Not when Sinatra sings it.
It's a circumcision of Bris Mila.
But circumcision is forever.
Cut off the rabbi.
He was cut off. That's what he's talking about.
When a man is born... He's born with the foreskin.
Please, David, remove the rabbi.
But the complete man.
Let your cousin
be without
speak.
The foreskin.
I just want to grab that little clip and use it for like...
When a man is born with the foreskin, yeah.
But the complete man.
I thought you had made that a soundbite already.
I'm with the technology here.
No, we have some hamsters in a wheel. They're working very hard.
That's how this radio station is generated. We have to feed the hamster once an hour, and then we continue.
David's pedaling on a little bike to get the energy up.
Let's see. Bright spot of 2007.
Wait. Hold on, Adam. I got to hear this.
The following. That when a man is born, he's born with the foreskin. But the complete man will be without the foreskin.
Okay, what were you going to say, Adam?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Well, take a tip from me. Take a tip from him. Oh. Well, Cousin Adam, thank you. He was going to say, but he forgot what he was going to say.
Something you'd like to see in the upcoming year.
I'd like to see some peace.
Yeah.
And if she has a sister, I put not.
I didn't say a piece.
You think it's going to happen, dude?
No, I don't. I have very little faith in the current administration and the radical behavior of people who just feel the need to waste money outside of our country as opposed to using it where it could do some good inside of our country. But
interesting. So how you pay Oprah, huh?
I'm sorry, so you say I hate Oprah or I pay Oprah?
Hate Oprah. You should build that school out in Africa.
No.
He's talking about
more of
the political
system. I don't mean it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I just mean that if I was a congressman or a senator and went into a joint session and said, hey, listen, I've got a great idea to spend $500 billion of our money to fix up the country, mm-hmm. I would never get to finish the statement before getting just rolled out of D.C. and never be seen again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Oh, well.
So,
thanks for depressing us.
Oh, no. Yeah, now it's $1.42 trillion. Now you can be depressed.
Okay, yeah. But this makes me feel better. Listen to this.
When a man is born, he's born with the foreskin. But the complete man is to be without the foreskin.
Oh.
Is this going to be your intro now, from now on?
This will
be your New Year's intro?
This is going to be my intro for everything. I'm going to walk around with this when I go shopping.
On his iPod.
Well, I'm waiting to check out with food. I mean, okay, can I pay with Discover? Great, just swipe here. Oh, and by the way, ma'am, just if you bag that.
When a man is born, he's born with the foreskin. But the complete man is complete without the foreskin.
Does that make sense to you, David?
Well, I haven't heard the whole thing. The amazing thing is that it got right to that point when I was just doing that. I'm so happy I found that again. And now we're just going to, I'm going to play that 15,000 times.
Your cousin's talking about military spending.
Yeah.
You know, turmoil.
You asked me a serious question. You shouldn't have done that.
I know.
Did David do? Let's put on the foreskin segment again.
As a tribute to my cousin, David, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
In his creative way, I could see him managing to use this as his opening line the next time he's the best man at a wedding.
Well, you know, Adam is barred, you know, from many... many family functions. David cannot speak, dance, a toast. He's not.
Excuse me, I've seen him. I know David can't dance. It has nothing to do with anything else.
You know, I haven't in any family wedding. I have not been allowed to rape in 4 years.
Oh.
Yes, but they have allowed you to pillage.
Pillaging, yeah, pillaging. They still, you know.
Well, usually David goes through the gifts while they're celebrating or cutting the cake. He tends to go through like those gift cards, you know.
Oh yeah, well, you know, finders keepers.
It happens.
So, yeah, and they don't do a good job hiding them.
They really don't. It's not the Afikoman, David.
Yeah, the coats is a little more tricky.
He shakes them down.
Of course.
Yeah, but you keep trying to bribe the coat check girls. It doesn't work.
I know. I use my charm, but that's very, you know, kind of limiting. I go to a coat check girl. I say, hey, baby, you know, I want to tell you that.
When a man is born, he's born with the foreskin. But the complete man is to be without the foreskin.
Oh, it's only 8:21 and we're already so giggy and desperate, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the WTBB New Year's Special in the neighborhood. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, that's my wife Joyce Weil, and on the phone where we're saying hi to my cousin Adam, who was kind enough to call in from Connecticut.
You should refer to him as the blonde Adam,
the
because
blonde
there are
Adam.
Many Adams, so he's like one of the lighter.
Yeah, everybody
hair.
Listening knows that this is the other Adam.
He's got blonde hairs, as opposed to the brown-haired or darker-haired Adams.
I think I'm the only one who's suffering in Connecticut, though.
No, anybody who's listening to this program.
No, in Connecticut, they're very waspy.
Anyone with our whatever 100-mile radius and 1,000-watt circular circumference from Freeport is suffering very badly right now.
I'd say you'd better get me off the air before you lose your entire radio listenership.
Okay, agreed. But it was wonderful, actually, for you to call in, man. And I want to wish you... I'm very, very happy and healthy, please God. And I guess I'm more stable. You don't want to go into some of the bad stuff that happened this year, but I hope it gets better, whatever it is.
It's just been one of those years.
I know.
But you know what?
What?
For all the family that we still have here, for which I am very grateful, and it is good to hear you on the radio. I do enjoy every weekend.
You actually listen to the show every weekend?
As much as I can, yeah. I may not get to listen as long as I'd like. I do have to get up for work at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Honey, I told you I had a listener.
Wow, Adam. The blonde Adam is the first. Now he could be your number one fan now.
Well, now you have to be written in the book of life for another year just so I have a listener. You can't die.
That's lovely, honey.
My daughter would be very happy to hear that, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, so would
and
I.
And your wife as well.
Nah, sure.
Maybe you should play that foreskin bit around her.
In
any case. That. For both of you and your family, are happy and healthy, and please be safe.
Yeah, to you too.
And to you and your family and the extended family and all of that.
The mishpucha.
Really, honestly, man. You know, don't be a stranger. Don't bother me when I'm busy, but don't be. And you know, if you're listening in on Sunday nights, sometimes I'm all on earlier in the night from like 6 to 8 at night, or even at 10:30, sometimes I'm taking phone calls. Call in!
I'll call.
You're very funny. You're great to talk to, and we're desperate. So that combination, it's killer.
And,
it's
you know, blondes are more fun, so.
Woohoo. And I'm now going to play this for your daughter. She wanted some Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Lord.
So here it comes. Here's some real, actual Dr. Seuss in a certain kind of a cool way.
Let's hope it's clean.
It is. It's kind of marvelous in its way. So thanks for calling Cousin Adam. Everybody, you're listening to the New Year's special